Producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio, GCN is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program and many others can be found at GCNlive.com.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so, you know, this caught my eye. You know, whenever there's these new TV shows, you know, because we're trying to develop a television show here, and I get all excited about, oh, there's so many possibilities, and then you hear this one, it's kind of medical. It actually sounds cool, but unfortunately it could be a little dangerous. Apparently there's going to be this new show called Born in the Wild, where people are giving birth out in the middle of nature, born in the wild. Cool name. So you see these women completely naked, hunched over. I guess this naked and afraid is bigger than I thought, such that now in all these reality TV shows you have to be naked. Who knew? I didn't think you had to be naked, but anyway, so... I guess Born in the Wild is going to portray men and women who decide that giving birth surrounded by only the beauty and serenity of nature and away from doctors or modern inventions is the way to go. Apparently there was this YouTube video of a woman giving birth in a tropical creek. And, I hope the kid didn't get any, amoeba. I'm assuming the baby was healthy and fine. And so after that, it spawned the idea of a reality TV show. They say producers hope that ratings, Americans will love the idea of seeing people give birth out on, like I'm seeing this woman right now. She's on a riverbed of very sharp rocks. And you see a little water bottle, and you see her naked, hunched over on all fours, trying to give birth. Okay, here's the thing. You know, I delivered babies. And I love delivering babies, but I don't think I could sit and watch a whole 30-minute or hour show on it for funsies, okay? Lifetime is doing the show. They say we are taking extreme precautions to make sure the mothers and the babies are safe. That's Eli Lehrer, Lifetime Senior Vice President and Head of Nonfiction Programming. Our presence at these births is going to make them far safer than if they were doing it on their own. This is why I know everybody's freaking out, okay? If we start to sensationalize giving birth to babies on a, I don't know, on a rocky riverbed, piranha-infested tropical river, then other people are going to want to do it too. And now, rather than YouTube being videos of songs that we like, it's going to be a bunch of people giving birth. Now, what could go wrong? The reason why I always want a midwife or a nurse or a doctor present is because, physician assistant, is because for those of us that have delivered babies, we understand that a lot could go wrong. All right? You need to make, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, even though home births have been done for centuries, I prefer there being somebody who could resuscitate the baby if need be, that there are there's proper medical equipment, that there's proper suctioning equipment, okay? If the baby is meconium and the stool in its amniotic fluid, sometimes there's poo-poo that the baby poo-poos, sometimes from stress of the labor, or he just decides to poop. So you got the meconium and that. If the kid aspirates that, you want to suction as much of the poo-poo out. And when they come out, you want to make sure the cord isn't around the neck. You want to make sure that the placenta passes. You want to make sure the mom doesn't bleed to it. I mean, I'm just talking about a bunch of things that could happen. Childbirth is a beautiful thing, and we've been able to do it for centuries, but we've also had many people die during childbirth, both baby and mom. So if they have a doctor or midwife or pediatrician on standby, I'm okay with this. I am. Of course, I'll probably be behind the camera. But these women here, yeah, the one thing I notice immediately is these women are not able to get their epidural. I'm looking at this right now. Wow. And you know what? And good for these women for deciding to show what natural childbirth is. I gotta be honest. I don't think we give birth right anymore. You know, we lie down on our backs when we give birth. And then we get up and push, and we try to hold our knees up to our chest, and we try to push the baby out, and the baby's supposed to push up. No. You know, in fact, my mom had to give birth to my brother standing up, or even crouching down, because he was a big head. This is before they knew about gestational diabetes, and my brother was like 10'5". And it just didn't come out the regular way. And I was like, really? They made you, you know, kind of, you know, crouch on all fours and things like that to give birth, etc. But then the baby came out a hell of a lot easier. You know, we used to stand and give birth or crouch and give birth. You know, this whole idea of, well, what we're going to do is we're going to lie down. You know, we're going to file our nails. We're going to have the nurses hold our legs up. No. Now, does it make it easier for a doctor to stand there and be able to manage the pregnancy coming out? Yeah. It's very hard for the doctor to get under a woman who is crouching on all fours. I know some of you guys probably have been able to manage a move like that, but for us missionary position folk, no, I don't get how that could happen. So it's, for me, it's very convenient. If you're having a baby, I'm going to lie you down, and I'm going to lie you down on your back. But a lot of times, the easiest way to give birth is to be squatting or however. Then the baby comes out, but you want someone to catch a baby because looking at the rocks that they have and the jagged edges, it'd be nice for there to be something soft. And I'm surprised there's like no blood anywhere. They really cleaned up the set really, really nice. I bet the dolly grip has a couple extra suggestions or what's the word I'm looking for? Duties. Other sorts of job duties than one would expect. But anyway, it's a TV show, and I'm sure it's going to get better ratings than that I Want to Marry Harry. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. When we come back, we're going to talk about this report that Medicaid patients are getting worse cancer care. That may be kind of self-explanatory, but we should talk about why. And apparently 17% of New Yorkers are working while they're on the toilet. That's a new. We'll be back in a New York minute. Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653, or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
On the Doc Sedalia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don, who is working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. I really do appreciate it. Remember, you can follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. My baby boy graduated 8th grade last night. You know, it was kind of funny because I find all these situations funny because I like to parent watch. And, you know, you see the parents actually kind of nervous because they see me there. And here I am, I'm very loud. And, you know, they were probably like, oh, yay, you know, when our baby gets, you know, his diploma. I don't understand why 8th graders get diplomas. Now I think they get just certificates or something, but, you know, it looks like a diploma. They were probably originally, before they, you know, got to the gymnasium that night, were going to be like, oh, yay, John. John, yay. Okay, now I storm into the gym, you know, with my entourage, getting ready for Stoney's, you know, big walkthrough. All right, and then you immediately see people, not like, oh man, Dolly is here. No, they've seen me enough. We were at the graduation dinner and all that other stuff. It wasn't that they were like, oh, they don't like me. Maybe they do, maybe they don't, I don't care. It was, I know, I can sense what people feel. It was the look of, oh, she's gonna really scream with her kid, and then we're gonna look like we don't love our kid. Now, the good news is my kid's last name is Wax. Okay, even though I used to be a Zodirus, I was always at the end of the class. He was second to the last. I forget who was after him. But he's W-A, so there's usually a W-I. Thank God for people with the last name of Wilson, right? Wilson! Wilson. Okay, so anyway, you could already see when I start walking down, people start to turn and talk. Now, they might have been talking about my outfit. I might have looked like a hoochie mama. I don't know. I had my leather boots on. But I think they were like, okay, we gotta be loud for my kid. I know that's what they did. So, very interesting, because I've been to a lot of these graduations. I like to crash graduations. When my friend's kids graduate, I like to go. Yeah, it's fun, because then you get to go to free dinner afterwards. So, here we are. All right, Johnny Adams. And you hear the parents go, ah, and you know they weren't going to be doing that originally, but they see me. I have a trumpet. I have a tuba. I have all sorts of medical instruments too. Yeah, I had speculums to, you know, click and make noise. I was like already to make noise for my baby. So this was probably one of the loudest graduations I've ever been to. So then, now, you're like, okay, well, you know what? This mama loves her son. The son must be proud. Oh, no. If you thought there was fear, fear and stress on the other parents' faces because of my presence, then you could just bet what was going on with my son. So now my son sits up there, okay, you know, because, you know, you first have to walk up to your seat. This is even before the graduation diploma. So we already were screaming and entouraging and orchestrating as my son was just trying to get through the gym door. So now he gets ready to take his seat. And the look of, oh my gosh, my parents are going to embarrass the crap out of me. So he sits down and tries to hide. We already know. We can already see you there. You're in the back row. You're Wax. All right. And then, of course, you know, I stood up to let him know I could still see him. So finally, it gets everybody. He is working up the sweat. And, you know, we made him wear a tie. He's trying to loosen up the tie. And I'm screaming from the audience, don't touch your tie. Keep your tie on. You know, oh, and don't forget to zip up your fly before you get called. So anyway, all the kids are going. And now it's my son's turn. And he has the biggest look of worry, the biggest look of stress. I'm staring at him with my tongue hanging out of my mouth, all googly-eyed. But you know what I did? For about maybe 2 seconds, I just sat there and I was quiet. And I let him soak it in, and he smiled. And, you know, he, for a split second there, I think he thought that, you know, he does have some pretty cool parents. You know, we love him. So I let him have that moment of silence right before his name was called. Okay? And then, you know, he's smiling. He's not tense. He's relaxed. He goes up there, gets ready to get his diploma. Okay? And now, while his guard is down, So he sits back down. Now we are a horse. The rows in front of us are looking at us like, come on. The parents are looking at us like we just made them look like they don't love their kids. I'm looking at them as, suckers! School's out! And we move forward. So that was graduation. It's exhausting, honestly. These graduations, they're exhausting. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. You know, now that we're coming into lunchtime, I know I want to talk about the Medicaid story, but we need to talk about this. Okay? The biggest beef I have is our bread issue, where I get a loaf of bread, a container of milk, and a stick of butter. Remember from Sesame Street? Was that Sesame Street or a loaf of bread, a container of milk, and a stick of butter? Remember he had to remember his shopping list? Anyway, so we get the loaf of bread, and the loaf of bread starts to mold or get hard or dried out, etc. Well, scientists from Brazil, I think they have been able to make an edible film that could extend the life of an everyday loaf of bread by 2 weeks. Now, little do they know that I'm already eating old bread, but still. Nilda de F.F. Soares and her team from the Federal University of Viscosa in Brazil set out to test how well different edible films with these essential oils, they use oils from clove and oregano, that would preserve a loaf longer. This is a study published in the ACS Journal of Agriculture and Food Chemistry. Remember, this is kind of important because now we have to buy a bunch of bread because otherwise my kid during summer school is going to need to buy a $10 lunch and I don't have 10 bucks a day for lunch. Anyway, they took essential oils, the Syzygium aromaticum, that's exactly how it's pronounced. It's pronounced from clove and oregano vulgare from oregano and incorporated them as emulsions into water-soluble polymers to make the microbial film. You see what they're doing? They're making the bread sound so rank that you don't even want to eat it. That, and it probably lasts because you don't open up the package. The chemical compound called methylcellulose was then added for film-forming properties. I know a lot of us really like to eat something with a film on it. They wanted to study how they measured up against commercial synthetic antimicrobial agent, which also prevents the growth of bacteria and mold. Now, bread, of course, is probably one of the most commonly wasted staples because when the bread starts to harden or you start to get these big green moldy spots, you know, we don't want to eat it. But usually they try to keep it as fresh as they can with calcium propionate. Now, I don't know much about calcium propionate, all right? I don't think you really get calcium out of it, all right? But, they want to come up with, I guess, something more natural. So I'm kind of looking at this, and it doesn't really look nasty. I mean, it looks okay. This is interesting. This is interesting, okay? There was a study why toast will fall butter side down. Apparently, remember scientists, did we talk about this on the show? Okay, scientists thought it had to do with the height of the table. So that if a slice of bread topples off the edge, it only has time to perform a half somersault before it hits the floor. As the side, which is usually buttered, is usually facing upward because we don't put the buttered side down. All right. Apparently, Professor Chris Smith and his team dropped in this study, this mind-shattering study, dropped 100 slices of toast from a table at Manchester MET University. This has been reported by Daily Mail. In 81% of the cases, while they're sitting there dropping bread, the buttered side made contact with the floor. So it's called Sod's Law. It exists where you only get a half a somersault of your buttered bread as it's hitting the floor. I really like the study we talked about a couple months ago about the 5-second rule, where if you drop a piece of food on carpet, it's less dirty than tile or something like that. So if you're going to drop food, drop it on carpet because there's still less surface area because the bacteria are up and down little carpet things and your piece of bread may not. Yeah. Yeah. If I drop something butter side, I couldn't eat it. No, not butter side. The other side, I could. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877, Doc Sally.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please remember to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Now, you know, I'm not sure if any of you currently are under the coverage of Medicaid. I'd like to hear from you to see if you are all these stories we're hearing in the media and all these anecdotal cases of I'm not getting in, there's like a 4-month wait, or they're missing my diagnosis, they aren't doing medicine right. I'd like to know, I'd like to hear from you. So if any of you have had a good experience or a bad experience, I'd like you to call in 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. The reason why I don't like seeing like this one headline, Medicaid patients get worse cancer care, I think it's very insulting to the medical profession, because it doesn't matter to us when you're a patient. I see people of multiple insurances. I see people of Blue Cross, Aetna, Medicare, etc. I'm going to be the same doctor to all of them. Okay, I'm going to give them the same care, the same time of day, the same love, okay? And I know people think, no, 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 because when you get paid crappy by insurance, you're going to be nicer to the, well, not really, because you get paid crappy by all of them. So trust me, there's really no one particular, I would say, insurance that stands out. I mean, you get paid like crap on all of them, and maybe not so much for a particular visit, but when you don't get paid on other visits because of all the rigmarole you got to do to get the claims reprocessed and reprocessed and reprocessed, as a whole, you know, to me, they're all six and one half a dozen of another. Medicaid, a lot of doctors dropped to Medicaid because they weren't paying. They would find so many issues with the codes that you were submitting, which they didn't find issues with a couple weeks prior. Now all of a sudden it's the same code and now they don't pay. That it's very, very frustrating to try to get claims processed. It's very difficult. So a lot of physicians are like, look, we can't do that. I can't spend money on patients more than I'm already spending on. You know, it's one thing to not get paid, but it costs you money to still trying to, you know, bill and use staff to figure out why you're not getting paid, etc. You know, getting things covered. And it does, you know, what us medical providers, we want to put all our efforts and hard work into helping you, seeing patients, figuring out what's going on. We can't stand spending a third of our day dealing with insurances. That's not what we were trained to do. It holds us back. It slows us down. Now, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Anybody on Medicaid, what type of experience are you having? And especially since the new Medicare, new Obamacare change. And you can also email us at drdahlia.com, drdahlia.com, in case you don't want to come on air and you have a comment. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, or 1-877-362-3254. So according to this one report, they say Medicaid patients appear to receive worse care than people who could afford private insurance. Those covered by Medicaid, which is obviously the federal health plan that allows people of certain income to get coverage, they say they are less likely to have their cancer caught at an earlier, more treatable phase. Medicaid patients also are more likely to die from cancer than people with private insurance. Now that is frightening. When I hear something like that, there should be no reason why one group of Americans is dying more than another group, especially when our insurance system is a complete cluster. And don't get me started. I'm not going to try not to talk about the big cluster Obamacare is. All right? They say many factors contribute to this. Research has shown that we screen more patients, but that they get dropped along the way to treatment. We don't give them full access into curative therapy. Well, this is Dr. Jyoti Patel, an oncologist at the Robert Lurie Comprehensive Cancer Center, Northwestern University in Chicago. Says we need to do a better job to make sure that people who aren't savvy or can't advocate for themselves have that helping hand. The three studies focus on a different type of cancer and how insurance affects screening or care for patients. This is all had been presented at the American Society of Clinical Oncology. The first was Hodgkin's lymphoma. I guess doctors are more likely to catch the lymphoma, basically a tumor in the lymph system, at an earlier stage if they had private insurance. 59% of people with private insurance received a diagnosis before cancer had a chance to spread. Medicaid patients were less likely to receive radiation treatment, with just 35% undergoing the therapy, compared to 43% of privately insured. And then the privately insured patients were more likely to survive. Then they looked at melanoma. Very similar. They say patients were 2.5 times likelier to be diagnosed with late-stage melanoma if they had Medicaid. All right. And then in a final study, they looked at diagnosing breast cancer, depending if they have Medicaid or Medicare. 47% of Medicaid or Medicare patients received an MRI compared to 81% with private insurance. I know some of you are like, well, duh, Dr. Dahlia, this is, you know, this is expected. This is, yeah. Well, this may be a no duh to a bunch of us I in terms of, yeah, with private insurance, you could get the CAT scan, you could get the MRI easier. You could get the MRI easier. Okay, this was looking at patients between 2007 and 2010. So when you have Medicaid and the doctor feels that it is going to take, when I was taking care of Medicaid patients, if I was having any difficulty getting tests I needed done, I would still refer them to the cancer doctor and see if the cancer doctor had more juice than I did. You know, and honestly, if any of you providers have your own machine in your office, that may later be the way to go. You know, I really foresee us starting to become more like cash practices where you have everything there because if insurance isn't going to cover it or Medicaid's not going to get it authorized, etc. You know, getting medicines covered on Medicaid was, you know, I'm thinking back 10 years ago, it was very, very difficult. You know, you had the government to deal with. It was just as difficult as an HMO. You know, even some of the HMOs were even easier to deal with than trying to get something covered by Medicaid. Now, what about, though, the patients not getting diagnosed at an earlier stage? Well, that could be part of, you know, you're getting the imaging. You know, if you could get the CAT scan or the MRI, we may be able to pick up the tumor easier. That's a big part of it. But what about getting in, being able to get in with a Medicaid doctor? How many of you guys have had trouble getting in because you say Medicaid? I have Medicaid. Now, this is something we got to tighten up here because this is scary. You know, they've done, reporters have done these little sting operations where they call the doctor's office and say, oh, hi, you know, I have Medicaid. When can you get me in? No, we don't have another opening for 2 weeks. Then somebody else calls, I have such and such insurance, and we got an opening today. You know, I mean, it's very, very frightening. And being on the government medical plan, all right, is going to put you in a more precarious position as we have less and less doctors wanting to even deal with Medicaid. We have more employers not opting for insurance. Insurance is too expensive. They'll just take the tax that Obamacare allows them to have, and now we have less people insured. Well, you need to go on something, and I urge you to go on Medicaid. Go on something, but if Congress, when they were talking about the public option, they're saying, look, okay, we're going to have a public option where the government takes over. This is an option for the public to go on. An option the public already has is Medicaid. And if this is true, that Medicaid patients are more likely to die or more likely to have advanced stage cancer, all right, that's kind of scary. Now, some of you are like, Dr. Dahlia, why are you bringing up the public option? That's old news. No, it's not. Okay? Trust me. All right? Trust me. Because this whole private insurance Obamacare thing is such a flop, which it was designed to be a flop, now they can say, look, guys, we got to take this over. So I find that very frightening. I don't want any patients, despite their financial status, to be diagnosed with melanoma late stage because they can't get access. 1-877-DOCTORDAHLIA. Don't go away.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You've been lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, because Wall Street's 401k and other investment plans have failed millions of Americans. After losing 35% in my IRA in the crash several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I've discovered an IRS-approved way to safely grow my money up to 12 to even 17%, cut taxes dramatically, but also have my money protected when the next crash comes. Call now to talk with a specialist to discover this little-known strategy to potentially build a million-dollar tax-free retirement income, get potential 12 to 17% returns, and never lose when the next crash hits. Call 888-885-8820 and discover this tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow rich. Plus, get one of just 97 free books left. We even cover shipping and handling. Call 888-885-8820. 888-885-8820. Again, that's 888-885-8820.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes four number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and two cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get one case for only $179, two cases for only $355, or get three cases for only $515, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze-Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
All right, guys, We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. MR wants me to talk about how to increase your wait time with your doctor. I think what he means is how to make it quicker. If you can't wait the 3 weeks, how do you get in quicker? What do you need to say to get in quicker? Do I say chest pain? Here's the thing. You need to be very, very careful. If you're trying to decrease your wait time, if you call a doctor's office and they say, oh, we're not going to get you in for 3 weeks, how do you decrease the wait time to get in? You got to be careful, because if you say, I have chest pain, they're just going to send you to the hospital. Okay? You can't do it. And you can't lie, okay? Because I've had patients do that, where I'm booked, I got to get to my kid's graduation, or I got to get somewhere, and they were able to talk the staff into getting them into the schedule by saying, oh, they have, they're bleeding. And I'm like, yeah, somebody did that a few weeks ago. I'm bleeding. And I go, okay, if they're bleeding, take them out of the waiting room. They can do their paperwork later. Get them into room 4. Let me take a look at them, and I'll start sewing them up. And no, they weren't actively bleeding. They had had a nosebleed a while back, but they were there for a cold. And I'm like, wait, what? You now made me, I was livid. So, I mean, yeah, they got back with me, etc., but a trick like that will get you kicked out of someone's office. You need to have a heart-to-heart with your doctor. You really do. And you need to let them know. And if they can't give you any assurance and they're like, look, and now, no doctor can. I mean, I can't tell you that I am always going to have same-day appointments. I can't do that. But I kind of roughly know what my average wait time is. But many of these doctors now, but that's because I run my own place, but many doctors now, they are, you know, they work for these companies where they are fed the patients and they just have to see them. And a lot of the doctors only have X amount of control. And if they are seeing, I don't know, 30 to 40 patients a day, you are going to be out of luck. And I'm not saying go and find a doctor that has a small mom and pop shop. You know, not a lot of us exist anymore. And even if you find one, a lot of us may not be in business much longer. With the way Obamacare is going and the way we have to do our EMRs and the way malpractice rates are so high, I mean, it's a lot easier and cheaper for us to be in numbers. There's definitely strength in numbers. But, you know, hopefully it's a doctor that knows you, okay? And hopefully there's a nurse that, you know, very, very important to be buddy buddies with one of the nurses, one of their longtime nurses who knows you, okay? Because you garner a relationship with them. And then they may say, okay, look, you know, there's no way Dahlia is going to be able to get to this today because she's running out, but this is what I'll do. I'll text her as she's driving home to see if she'll let me call in your prescription so I can get the okay over the phone, and then she'll see you tomorrow in the office or something like that. You know, sometimes it takes some finesse, but if you're not really an active patient of the doctor, you're going to be stuck. So, no, there's no keywords. There's no, one thing that unfortunately doctors may mentally bias is if somebody says, oh man, I've had this cough for 3 weeks, you know, they'll be like, okay, we could wait a day or two because you've had it for 3 weeks and you're still fine. But if somebody says, I have this new abrupt cough that's scaring me, we're going to think acute pneumonia. Now you may be like, wait a second, that person day one, you know, whines to the doctor and they get in, and here I am 3 weeks of a cough, I get to wait another day. But you see, sometimes that's, you know, what we think. If you do want to try to speed things up, there are certain ways to bring it up without lying. Okay, and we've talked about this, like with an ER wait. Okay, if you think you're having a heart attack, and let's say you're sitting in, you know, in the ER waiting room, you tell them that. All right, but I mean, if you're there for a paper cut, don't start saying you're having a heart attack. Okay, don't lie. Same thing with the doctor's office. You know, go, look, you know, I've had this cough for a while, but I think it's turning into pneumonia. All right, I am not feeling good about this. I really would like to see the doctor today. I think it could be pneumonia. And if that's honest, that may, you know, speed things up. All right, but if you're like, oh, I've had abdominal pain, and it's the right lower quadrant, and I was, you know, listening to Dr. Dahlia's YouTube video on appendicitis, getting stuck on the island in Lost, and, you know, the show Lost, and her having to take out an appendix on the island, I think that's what I have, they may just say, you know, just go to the ER. You know, the fact that you listen to Dr. Dahlia means you should actually go to the psychiatric hospital. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. This is interesting. IKEA's new life at home study surveyed 8,000 people in cities around the world to look at their habits. And they found that New Yorkers, this is very interesting, 17% of New Yorkers admitted to conducting business while sitting on the toilet. See, I conduct a lot of business. Some of my best show ideas come from when I sit on the toilet. Yeah, you can tell, huh? Anyway, the remainder of the participating cities, Berlin, London, Moscow, Mumbai, Paris, Shanghai, report numbers closer to 10%. New Yorkers, they say, in particular, will work anywhere but a desk. 43% of people admitted to working or sitting in the comfort of their own bed. That I like to do. I like doing work in bed. My husband would say I'm a lot of work in bed. Meanwhile, 38% use their sofa as a workplace. 36% have done this in the home's eating area. They say as we grow in numbers, our homes get smaller, and as we get more connected, our hours at work and home blur, explain the study. Now, here's my problem. I will not take a laptop into the toilet because I keep dropping the mouse. I need a mouse. I cannot use that little thing on the laptop. I have to use my mouse. And I drop the mouse all the time. When I'm on my show, I drop my mouse, etc. No, I've never done my show from the toilet because there's no studio in the toilet. But I got to tell you, the acoustics are wonderful. In the toilet. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So MERS, this mysterious Middle Eastern virus that has scared people and killed multiple people, a new report thinks that it came from a camel. Researchers study the illness of a 44-year-old camel owner in Saudi Arabia who died in November of Middle East Respiratory Syndrome. Through repeated tests, they were able to show that the man and one camel were infected with the same virus. The camel got it first, and the man got sick after putting medicine on the animal's running nose. The virus has been previously detected in camels, and officials believe it had been spread from camels to people in some MERS cases, but there's not enough clear proof. All right, this new study was published online in the New England Journal of Medicine. MERS, of course, it's a respiratory illness, so you get it from respiratory droplet. It seems to have like a flu-like fever and cough, but then unfortunately you can get shortness of breath, pneumonia, and then unfortunately die. It appeared about 2 years ago. We've seen over 800 illnesses, but now over 300 deaths. Most cases have been in Saudi Arabia and neighboring nations. There have been two cases in the United States, but they were people who traveled from the Middle East. They're okay. Thank God they lived. Still unknown about the camel to human spread. Because, I mean, that's a lot of cases. We're not just talking about the guy that was putting medicine in the camel's nose. You know, are people kissing their camel? Oh, you're such a good camel, kissy, kissy. I've kissed horses, you know, on their, right there on their, like, oh, kissy, kissy. I've never had a camel, but my guess is if that camel took me all across the desert, I would probably give him a big juicy kiss too. The new report details the case of a man who owned 9 camels and kept them in a barn in southwest Saudi Arabia. In October, 4 of his animals got sick. A week later, he got flu-like symptoms, was hospitalized in the city of Jeddah in November, died there 2 weeks later. The camels, however, all recovered. So that's some scary stuff. You wear masks. Honestly, I guess camel owners wear masks, right? I don't know. I don't own a camel. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got a lot more to talk about. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, Dr. Dahlia Show.
Hi. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.